Bobby woke up blearily to the sound of a phone ringing. For a moment, he lay there, blinking his eyes at the ceiling and feeling the pounding in his head. Jesus, he stank of beer. Then the phone rang again, and the next thought flashed across his mind as a small, hopeful flare. Susan. He grabbed the phone. Hello? The woman on the other end of the phone was not Susan.
Robert Dodge?
Who's this?
Catherine Gagnon. I believe you shot my husband.
Bobby sat up. The shades were drawn, his room was dark, he couldn't get his bearings. His gaze scattershot around the room, finally finding his bedside clock and reading the glowing red numbers. 6:45 a.m. He'd been asleep, what, 3, 4 hours? It wasn't enough for this. We can't talk, he said.
I'm not calling to blame you.
We can't talk, he said again.
Officer Dodge, I wouldn't be alive right now if you hadn't done what you did. Is that what you need to hear?
Mrs. Gagnon, there are lawsuits, there are lawyers, we can't be seen talking.
Point taken. I believe I can make it to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum without being followed. Can you?
Lady.
I'll be there after 11, in the Veronese room.
Have a nice tour.
Haven't you ever heard, Officer Dodge? The enemy of your enemy is your friend? We have the same enemy, you and I, which means now we're the only hope either of us has left.
Bobby found her in front of a Whistler portrait, awash in vivid shades of blue. The artwork featured a lounging woman, nude, voluptuously curved and swathed in bright oriental fabrics. In contrast, Catherine Gagnon stood out as a stark silhouette. Long black hair, tailored black dress, skinny black heels. Even from the back, she was a striking woman. Slender, self-contained, oozing pedigreed wealth. Bobby decided she was too skinny for his tastes, too rich bitch. But then she turned, and he felt something tighten low in his gut. Something about the way she moved. Or maybe it was the way her dark, oversized eyes dominated her pale, sculpted face.
She looked at him. He looked at her. And for a long moment, neither took a step. First time Bobby had seen her, he'd had the impression of a dark Madonna, a slender mother wrapping herself protectively around her young son. Now, with the allegations of child abuse fresh in his mind, he saw a black widow. You can relax, she said from across the way. It's an art museum. No cameras allowed, remember?
Clever, he acknowledged,
and she flashed him a smile before returning her attention to the artwork. He finally crossed to her, standing in front of the Whistler display, but leaving plenty of distance between them. The room wasn't crowded yet. Early November was off-season in Boston. Too late for leaf peeping, too early for holiday shopping. Bobby and Catherine shared the opulent room of the Mansion Museum with only 4 other souls, and those 4 didn't appear to be giving them a second glance. Do you like Whistler?
More of a Pedro Martinez fan myself.
I like this Whistler study, she said. The long, sensuous lines of the woman's body against that opulent blue fabric. It's extremely erotic. You think this woman was merely a model for him? Or after posing for this, did she become Whistler's lover?
I didn't come for the art.
She merely arched a brow at him. Shame, don't you think? It's a wonderful museum.
He gave her another look, and she finally relented.
Let's go upstairs, 3rd level.
More Whistler?
No, more privacy.
They mounted the wide, curving staircase to the top level of the museum. When they arrived on the 3rd floor, he found that he was breathing harder than necessary. Catherine Gagnon wasn't as cool as she'd like to pretend, either. He could see both of her hands trembling at her sides. As if sensing his gaze, she curved her fingers into fists. She walked all the way to the back, and he followed, noting things he didn't want to note, like the smell of her perfume, rich, almost cinnamony. Like barely suppressed heat, or the way she walked, lithe, graceful like a cat. She worked out, yoga or Pilates would be his guess. Either way,
She was stronger than she looked,